Syracuse Common Councilors are questioning if the city can afford a new police union contract that will cost nearly $20 million extra by 2022. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, police and city officials say the contract is needed to move the police department forward.
At a committee meeting Tuesday, Police Chief Kent Buckner said the department is in a crisis. More police officers are leaving or retiring, and the department's pay is not competitive enough based on neighboring cities. Costly incentives outlined in the contract are designed to reward police officers based on rank, education, military service, the ability to speak a second language, and longevity.
We've got to do something different in order to fix this police department, to align it, to get back to where we can be competitive. We're not competitive today.
Frank Kaliva, Syracuse's chief administrative officer, says the city intends to pay for the contract with money that is budgeted but hasn't been spent by police and other departments. That's a major concern for Councilor-at-Large Tim Rudd, who says this contract will reset city priorities in future budgets.
I guess we're finding vacancies across the entire city. We're bringing it into one big bucket. We're saying we're going to use that whole bucket to pay for pay raises to the police department, which a large part of is retroactive and includes retroactive incentives and retroactive longevity, both of which are designed to change behavior, but clearly will not change behavior because they're happening in the past.
Rudd, like some others on the council, say they are unsure if the city can afford this contract. It's been agreed to by the mayor and the police union, but needs the council's approval. If the council votes down the contract, negotiations go to arbitration. Rudd says he does want to hold a vote before the end of the year when three current councilors step down and are replaced by three new members. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.